that was the I Want You, as previously stated, with their song Not Giving It Up. And that's like one of my favorite songs, like off of, well, it's a, I like it. I just like it. It's off of the Ah Really EP that came out a couple of years ago. So keep up the good work, guys. And oh my God, I'm so excited when Particles Collide is here to visit with me and all of yous. Yay!
Yay!
We're here.
I'm here.
Totally excited. This is so cool.
It is. Oh, am I here? Yeah, it is cool. It's the coolest.
Wait, I still can't hear you.
Me neither.
What happened to you?
I don't know. You're mic number 4.
I know. It's on.
Chris, I'm going to join you over here on mic number 3. Let's get close.
Awesome. Well,
or you could grab mic number 2 and then you could all.
Hey. Yeah, hey. There we go. There rocking we go. And rolling.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, John.
I hear you have some new songs.
We do.
That's so awesome.
I'm excited about them.
You guys are like constantly producing new stuff.
We're trying. We're trying really hard. And this go around, we actually, the record that we're releasing next Friday is a completely collaborative record. So
yes.
It's a 4-song EP, and we picked 4 different friends or groups of friends from around the country to put in charge of a song. And so it's kind of a different thing for us. And we're just super excited to share it and share it with our friends. And I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, the video that you guys released with Aloud is awesome. That song is beautiful. The video is awesome.
All right, can you just hear Jen and Henry all
I
over
can.
That song? It's so
I can.
Fun.
And that's what's so wonderful. I'm like, oh my God. But it's helpful that I know them. And I like their music too. But I'm like, oh, I totally can. Like, this is definitely them, and this is definitely you guys. This is great.
Yeah. I'm so happy it worked. Yes.
And it's also, and if you don't know them, it's totally fine because it's still awesome.
Yeah. It was a real pleasure to work with them. They're such professionals, and they had such good ideas. And in the studio, they're just champs. They go in there and they do this thing that I feel like no one really does. They go in together to the vocal booth mm-hmm. to work out and then completely nail harmonies. So they literally stand next to each other in the vocal booth, and our engineer is like, oh man, someone's not going to sing it right.
Right.
And then
it's
I'm going to
be
have,
a fisticuffs.
Right, because they're both in the same track. I can't isolate one and fix, you know, I can't like fix the vocals. But they just go in there and they've been singing harmonies together for over 10 years,
yes.
you know, and
yeah.
they just, ooh, up. And it's like perfect in every way. And our engineer is like recording them and looking over at us like, who are these people?
Like freaks doing it perfect.
Exactly. Yeah. I asked them, I was like, how did you guys get so good at this? And Henry goes, being very bad at it for a long time.
Good answer.
Perfect answer. Where is your record release on Friday?
So Friday, June 3rd, we are up in Portland, Maine at Portland House of Music and Events with Aloud, who will be joining us, and 2 wonderful Portland bands, Jargon Party and Rigor Samsa. And then Saturday, you want to tell everybody about it, Chris?
Yeah, Saturday, June 4th, we're going to be at Great Scott.
Yeah.
And Aloud is playing that show with us again. And so is Eddie Japan and The Diggs, who are just in the Rock and Roll Rumble this year.
Yay! Oh, yeah, all Rumble alum.
Yeah.
On that. All Rumble alum. One winner. Okay.
One winner. We didn't want to feel too intimidated.
Yeah. And some special guests, I believe, at least one.
Oh, at least 2 special guests.
Oh, yeah.
Performing with us.
Ooh, also, intriguing.
At least 1 Rumble alum. Is the other person a Rumble alum?
Okay, I don't know.
A Boston Music Award winner.
Okay.
How's that?
That's
how's
a good
that?
Way.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Boston Rock an Illuminati roll. Winner.
Several awesome. Times over.
This is great. Oh, so many like friends visiting today. This is so exciting.
Yay.
This is perfect. So you have it's an EP that's getting released?
Yes. So it's a 4-song EP, and it's being released obviously digitally online, but then also CD format and vinyl. Mm-hmm. And what we did with the CD format and the vinyl is we essentially did a split record with ourselves, and we took our last record from May 2015, This Town, and we put the new record, which is called Ecotone, on CD with This Town because we sold out of our run of This Town.
Yeah.
And then we were never able to put This Town on vinyl, so now we have beautiful vinyl from Burlington Record Plant, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And in one side it's the new record, and on the other side it's This Town. So we're just really excited. We love both records very much, and we're
me
super
too.
Excited to offer them on vinyl format as well as CD. So
this is awesome.
It is really awesome.
Holy crap.
And if you already have This Town, it's okay. You just have another CD with those same songs.
One for the car and one for the house.
Right, exactly. One for your children who don't know what CDs are.
Yeah.
As an educational tool.
Yep.
You know what's interesting, though? We actually, when we tour, we sell more CDs than anything else, I would say. Even more than T-shirts, more than vinyl, more than anything else. We still sell CDs.
People have CD players in their car still, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's where I play my CDs.
Yeah, that's where we play ours,
I can't
too.
Play them at work anymore because the computers don't have CD drives in them anymore. Yeah.
I know. More cars are being made without the CD player, but...
Ah, jeez.
Not all of us are rich enough to afford new cars yet. We're still good.
Our demographic still is driving used cars.
Yes. I mean, I just bought a new car, yet it was used. And it was actually heartbreaking to have to finally get rid of a car that had a cassette player.
Oh.
I've been driving around with a cassette player for like 15 years.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's like, oh, wait, I don't... where am I going to play these?
Yeah, it's when I met this guy that I finally had a car without a tape player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was sad.
It is, and my children did think it was absolutely hysterical. They're like, wait a minute, so you can't pick out what song? I'm like, well, you can, but it's a pain in the neck. So we're just gonna play a whole side, okay? Sit back, relax, it'll be fun. They were like, no. No, you pick out the good ones, and that's all you play. Like, you're missing the point.
You're missing the point,
you're
kids.
You're missing the point.
Yeah, it's an album.
Kids
right.
these days.
Right.
They will never know. Also, they'll never know that subtlety when the tape player doesn't work that well and it's just a little fast or a little slow.
Yeah.
And you're in the car and you think to yourself, is it me?
It's like, isn't this weird?
Am I going, how come I can't sing along?
Yeah. And the best, it was weird. It's the things that you forget that you knew, but then it's like you haven't played a cassette in like, you know, 5 years or something. And I threw in a cassette, and of course it was like a single. That I picked up. Store 54. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
And it has like all of 2 songs on it, which of course is a huge waste of everything. Like that is like
plastic.
Awful.
Yeah, everything.
But it's a single, so I put it in, and you're waiting for the lead tape.
Yes.
And you're waiting for the lead tape. And for the digital age, it's like an eternity.
Right.
We are now waiting up to 10 seconds for something to happen. And my son looks at me like, what are we doing? We're waiting for the lead tape to... He's like, all right.
I remember when you had, like, especially homemade tapes, mixtapes.
Yeah.
And then one side would have a really long... they didn't fill it up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you'd have this moment where you're like, what is... should I flip it over? And then you would flip it over, but then it would...
It'd be in the middle of something.
It'd be middle.
Yeah.
And you...
So stupid.
So stupid.
Yep. The drama of past technologies.
I know, but we lived it. They're badges of honor.
And it's a pile of plastic in our houses that we
can't get rid of, right? That we just,
So let's play something off of Ecotone.
We're going to, this is going to be a world premiere.
I can't even tell you how excited I am.
It's going to be great. This is a collaboration with our friend Ringo Jones of the band Mad Anthony from Cincinnati, Ohio. The name of the track is Burn.
Hold on. I didn't cue it up right.
That's okay.
I almost screwed this whole thing up.
Oh, well, there's other songs. They're all good.
Yeah, okay. Good. I'm like, just making sure, like, if it's not that CD player, it's the other one. So now I actually have the correct song queued up. Yay. This is When Particles Collide on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.
Get
And there we have it, world premiere of When Particles Collide. Brand new song!
Yay! New music!
Yay! Woo-hoo.
Stop!
Just kidding.
Chris is not impressed.
Chris playing the straight man on a radio show is extra hilarious.
Evs. So, what's that? June 7th at Great Scott?
June 4th.
4th, 7th.
They're similar. June. They're related.
They're similarly numbered.
They are less than 10.
June 4th at Great Scott is the Boston CD release.
It is. We're really excited.
Yay. I'm excited. Yay. I'm excited. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it. Thanks for spinning all the great local music.
All of it. All of it. It's all over the place right now. I'm like, oh, what do I play next? I don't know. But we were just talking about Ruby Rose Fox, so we're going to play some Ruby Rose Fox next.
Congratulations on the record, Ruby. Sounds great.
Cool. All right, so I don't really know what I'm playing yet. What do you guys think? What did you guys play on the way down?
Oh, we played them all.
Okay, don't play the one that has the F-bomb.
There is an F-bomb.
Oh, but I have a clean one. It's marked
it's
clean,
a clean version.
So
okay. Yeah.
Thanks. I so appreciate that. So we're just going to just like pick one then.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I feel like track 4 or 5 I really liked, but I can't remember. They're all good. Who are we kidding?
We're going with track 5, I think.
Track 5.
Just because we're going to do it.
The beast is back again. She's not my friend. Lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the race. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never mind, baby. A fragile flower. You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state, and I always take the bait. Leave me, baby, 'cause I'm Mr. America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna
Yeah. Jeez, I've done this wrong like twice now. Come on, Joel. Is it? It's okay. So. No, you're not okay. Paula.
Yes?
There you are.
Oh, there I am. Hi, Joellen.
Oh, goodness.
Yay.
I'm like, what's the matter?
Put your headphones on. You'd figure it out real quick.
Well, I have nothing to say about that because I think you're doing a fine job.
But we've had so many friends.
We have had so many friends. It's been awesome. I didn't know they were coming in.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was a total surprise.
So, okay, cool. Thank you to Horse Mode and When Particles Collide for stopping in. We have Emily Grogan coming up next. But first, we have a concert report.
Yeah, we do.
We got a lot going on.
All right, so here we go. Without further ado, beginning with tomorrow night, Mini Beast.
Yes.
Ta-da. And, okay, so the name of this band is also known as COD.
No, it's AKA COD.
Okay.
That's the name of the band.
Okay.
Yep.
I knew you would help me, Joellen, because I was like, should I do the also known as or the AKA?
No, yeah, it's AKA COD. They used to be here, now based in Austin, so they're playing... They're here at Store
54. Now, this is not the last show at Store 54. This is one of the last shows at Store 54.
Correct.
Okay, and this is going to be great because I checked out on YouTube one of this. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's going to be totally off the hook.
It's going to be off the hook. It's got Dana Colley from Morphine. I don't think I need to tell you that.
Yep.
But anyways. And bassist Monique Ortiz and drummer Larry Dorsch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So do you want to talk about Mini Beast, who they are?
Sure, Mini
Elaborate, Beast. Elaborate, project devised by musician Peter Prescott of Mission of Burma, Volcano Sons.
Yep.
AKA COD is comprised of Dana Colley, the baritone bass player of Morphine, and other members are Monique Ortiz and Larry Dorsch. It's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Go down to Store 54 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'll see you there. And, what else is going on? Trick Wallace presents Tearing Up Jake and Trick Wallace Trio and George Overdriver at Sally O'Brien's.
Okay.
Friday night, rather. Sorry, May 27th. Dan and the Wildfire are at Thunder Road. That's indie folk rock band.
Okay.
Different sound if that's what you're into. Go check them out and support that club. It's kind of new and we got to support our clubs. Support local music. And over at O'Brien's, X-Cult, Far Corners, Andy California, and Sticker Shock. Mm-hmm. And Muddy Ruckus is coming down from Portland, Maine to play Toad Cambridge. And Ben Levin Group, ex-member of Bent Knee, Left Hand, Does John D and School for Robots are at Club Bohemia. That's downstairs at Cantab. For those of you who aren't in the know, it's the little speakeasy downstairs.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, May 28th, at Once Somerville in the Ballroom, a sultry summer psych out, a sight and sound extravaganza.
That sounds extravagant.
It's an extravaganza with Magic Shop Mini Beast, DYR.
And then one more word after that.
Phaser?
Yeah, do you want to say Day Phaser?
Yep. And SS Cretans.
All right.
And the St. Stanislaus Polka Party. Woo-hoo. 2016 is happening at the Polish American Citizens Association at 747 Cambridge Street in Cambridge.
Saturday.
Yay. So, paging all polka fans, come on down and enjoy Al Janik's Plastic Cheese Band, dressed in red and white, for an evening of polka pierogies and Polish beverages. Pierogies?
Yeah.
Geese?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Starts at 6 o'clock. And so just like the old time, like Polish polka dances, you go in early, you get your dinner, you have your dinner.
Yep.
And then the band kicks it off and it's dance.
Awesome.
Super fun.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun.
I'll have to get my red and white outfit together.
Yes. And your dancing shoes.
And my dancing shoes, yes. Mm-hmm. Tin Flowers, Halo and the Harlots, and Next Tune are at Club Bohemia. Jean Dante and the Future Starlets are at the Paradise. Middle East Upstairs presents Thought Bomb with Matthew Flynn featuring Lydia Lunch, Joyce Brabner, Casey J. Snyder, and Elephants. And I think Elephants were here a couple weeks ago.
You're right.
I do believe. Sunday we have Roy Sledge at State Park.
Yep.
Middle East Presents, Two Birds Band, Horse Mode, who is just here. So go check them out. And the Womps, Tydicus Finch, and Mitchell Lips. Monday, Some Kind of Nightmare, The Pity Horse, Broken Glass Kids, and Damnation are at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. Did you get that? It was Monday. May 30th. Okay. Oh, you can go out on Sunday night. It's a long weekend.
Yep, that's very long.
Right on. Analog Heart is at Thunder Road, Rock and Roll Rumble finalists. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday, Tokyo Tramps have a record release party at Sally O'Brien's. Richie Parsons, Eric Martin, and Steve Morrell are at Tavolo Ristorante in Dorchester.
Sure. All right.
Do you know them? Any of them? Richie Parsons?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The Neats and things of that nature. Okay, sorry. Wednesday, the Confessions, Field Day, and Future Carnivores are at Great Scott.
Yep.
So everybody, have a fabulous long weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
Cool.
Enjoy this lovely weather we've been having.
I know. Get sites for warmth.
And we have someone's coming up in Studio G.
Yeah, pretty much.
You introduce.
Well, you are listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. We're going to throw it over now to Studio D for Emily Grogan.
Is that us? We are Emily Grogan, and this is a song off of my album, which is coming out in September. Let's give it, guys, for Day Off. that was Day Off on the new CD coming out, album coming out, called Strings of Light. This is also on it. It's called Over It. Once I left my house, my home. Now I sit here on my own and I'm over it. Automobile for a brand new start, and I'm over it. Once I was so mad, then I was just sad, and now I'm over it. Once mistaken for your ghost, you swung at the one you loved the most. Of Hiding Behind Trees is coming up right now. When I was a child, the angels, they did speak. They told me words and numbers, things I couldn't believe. They said the river is long and the river is wide, and now I know how deep. Yeah, when I was a child, on the side of my smile, I buried myself. Yeah, when I Coming up now is Joined Together. And by the way, we have a gig coming up June 11th down at the South Shore Indie Music Festival, playing with Will Daly and Haley Thompson King. It's down at the Fuller Crafts Museum. That's June 11th. And you can take a look on my website if you're having trouble remembering that. I'm going to throw that up there later today. Rather, it's nighttime, later tonight. EmilyGrogan.com. Stand up straight and I'll fix your collar. Move in on me, cause I don't wanna have to holler. Imagine all the people everywhere joining up together to fight for what's fair. Now I don't have a gun, so I don't pull the trigger. I got no army, I'm not a power figure. But I've been preaching to myself, money, 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 money don't mean wealth. Things are getting strange. Found, dragged to the bottom and underground. Things are starting to get strange. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. Run into us and you're gonna go under. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. They got the money, but we got the numbers. They got the guns, but we got the thunder. Run into us and you're gonna go under. And the hand that says it feeds you is the only one that bleeds you. When the hand that says it feeds you is the only one that bleeds. is a song about joining together. Can we all just join together? And this is a song about love, basically, how we all should love each other, which Mr. Butch, if anyone knows Mr. Butch, he was a great teacher of love. Here we go, Mr. Butch. At the rock club, it was the top of the punk scene. There were rockers in the back, strippers on the right, lots of lone junkies who fought the good fight. Well, Butch was one of the homies that I fed out the back, and when I missed the last bus home, would sit all night and chat. They called him the mayor. 20 years he stood and preached in the middle of Camel Square. He broadcast his reach. He said, never underestimate the power of a few good friends. They'll wrap you up in blankets and play pretend. He said, everything is alright, everything's okay. And this is what they'd say when things are dark and you're all alone. Just think of me and I'll be your home. I'll be your home and you'll be mine too. I built you this song to live inside of you. It was the top of the party scene. Well, Jack wasn't a user, but that night he did die. But wrapped him up in blankets and we said our last goodbye. Well, some hit the bottle and they don't bounce back. Others hit the bottom and the bottle hits them back. Well, everything is alright, everything's okay. I wish I had the chance to say when things are dark and you're all alone, just think of me.
doesn't make it so bad. Doesn't make it so bad. They said it can't hurt you. And something in the way you move doesn't make it so bad. Doesn't make it so bad. They said it can't hurt you. It can't hurt you.
That was called Can't Hurt. And this is an oldie but goodie. It's an oldie but goodie called Drag. Hey, you guys, want to play another oldie? You want to play another oldie? Girl of Opportunity? Oh, Dave's going to stop playing Tool. Wait, you're going to have to get paid. I mean, that's a world.
WMFO Medford.
Big bang sound. Heavens, they tried other ways, like the killing and the drilling.